Hey guys, welcome into our show today. We are here with Alex.
I'm Alex.
And we are talking about Saints Alive. Alex tells us the origin story of the Saints Alive podcast and what it's like to journey in that endeavor with his wife. It's an amazing episode. You don't want to miss it. We'll see you in the show. Hey friends, welcome to Catholic Dad Show. My name's Chris, and we believe that Catholic fatherhood is changing the world. And we want to support you in that. So let's dive in. I'm actually joined today without my normal co-host, Matt Rice. I am joined by Alex D from Saints Alive. So welcome so much. Thanks for being here, Alex. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is such a joy to be on this podcast. And yeah, I am the co-founder, director, editor, and narrator of Saints Alive podcast. We take the lives of the saints and we turn them into audio dramas. And so we've done 28 episodes on, you know, amazing saints. And our mission is to ignite the youth of our church with, yeah, just the glory and the faith of these saints. Like, they have such deep faith. And we really saw the need to inspire children, especially children today, who are under attack from our culture, with these amazing stories of faith, and to build up the church from our kids, build it up from the inside, transform it from the inside, so that we can go out into the world and set the world on fire, in the words of St. Catherine of Siena.
And so just to be clear, there's a number of podcasts that are just using just regular equipment and different things like that. I on your website, it actually goes through the different voice actors that you use.
Yep.
And so this is not just a podcast. It is an audio experience for you and your family. Like, that's the goal, is to like, to really make the saints' lives come alive. Like, it's unbelievable. I am going on a road trip actually starting on Sunday. And, and I'm so excited because, you know, after the road trip playlist, which is excellent, a lot of the old 90s bops and jams and stuff like that is good. We can all sing along to. It's like, we got to do something to engage these kids. This is better than the audiobooks you're going to get at the library. I just want to say that personally. This is great. I listened to one like an hour ago just to be like, let's kick the tires a little harder, because I heard about it from some of the different moms in the homeschool network that we're all a part of or whatever. And It's outstanding. So check it out. Make sure that you and your family take some time on these summer trips that everyone inevitably takes. Yep. Get this on your playlist. Like, right now, stop what you're doing and go subscribe to Saints Alive podcast. You will not regret it. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Yeah. We liken it to, you know, there are other, you know, audio drama type things out there, but we really wanted to have something that felt like a movie for your ears, you know, and really diving into the imagination and helping kids use that muscle today, because it's so important to develop that.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of parents are, you know, they're stuck with the screens and they're trying to constantly fight their kids with the screens. And so we really wanted to give them something that was truly formational, screen free, and a lot just inspiring and fun. And, you know, that's what we've set out to do with this podcast. And it's been a wild ride. It's been a wild ride. And yeah, we have a lot of road trippers who reach out to us after they come back from their trip with their kids. And they're like, thank you so much. You know, it really helped out with making the car trip bearable, you know, giving the kids something different. So yeah. I highly recommend it for summer road trips. It's a great, great tool.
Yeah. So the origin story, like, we created Catholic Dad Show because we saw a poverty of resources for Catholic dads to be able to grow and journey together and be poured into. What was the origin story? Like, we just don't want kids on screens as much. We want them to be able to use their imagination to engage Catholic stuff. Or like, what was the origin story of this? Because it looks like historically you've actually got some formal training in acting and audio type of stuff. Like, you've done some voice acting and things like that. So there's something about a passion and a gift, but what was the problem that you were seeking to solve or answer in the midst of your journey?
Yeah. The origin story can be a little long. So I'll give you a little bit of a long story here.
Okay.
So the backstory, I am an actor and filmmaker by trade. And like, that's been my dream. That's like what I wanted to do. I moved out to LA in 2015 to pursue that. not doing that blindly. Like, I knew I was going into enemy territory. My call to the film industry, I prayed about a lot. And I believe, like, my mission is to tell stories worth telling. And my dream is to make films, make stories that move hearts to Christ and that, you know, uplift the good, true, and beautiful. So whether that's through overtly Catholic content or content that isn't necessarily, like, you know, have the Catholic label, but is leading people to truth, goodness,
like,
and beauty.
Like dripping with virtue type of thing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like that's been my goal. And so I set out to LA to do that. And I quickly learned that there's not much going on there right now when you want to do content like that. So I pivoted and I really wanted to become a part of, like, what I call the resistance of storytellers who are trying to save the culture through storytelling. And so I learned everything I could from, I had acting and film work under my belt. And I wanted to learn everything else I could from writing, directing, producing, audio, video, like learning out all these things. I'm kind of a little bit of a, I don't like calling myself a jack of all trades anymore, because I liken it to a little bit of a Swiss Army knife. Like I think I'm pretty dangerous in a lot of different areas.
I like that. I really like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I set out to do. And God brought me to a great Catholic production company. And I continued to, you know, flex and learn my skills there. So COVID hit. Well, I found my wife. So my this is good for dad. So I definitely, as much as I was devoutly Catholic and on fire with my faith, like I'm a born and raised Catholic, and I've just always loved the faith. It's always been a part of my life. It's always been there. Even for me, I did, like, the culture did influence me. Like I started.
This is LA or the acting culture in a whole, or specifically when you went out to LA?
Yeah, the LA culture, but it's also the acting culture as a whole, which is also, like, kind of synonymous with LA.
Was it the lure of fame or, like, the hustle, or was it, what about it was, like, kind of,
yeah,
what was shiny about it? Yeah.
It's the lure of fame and attention. You know, every actor, like, you know, every vocation has, like, you know, like the call and then the cross that, you know, we're always kind of, you know, dealing with. And The cross that I had the call to move hearts to Christ, you know, like that's what I wanted to do. And I think the best way to do it is through storytelling. Like that's what God put in my heart to do.
Yeah, for sure.
The cross in that though is the addiction to attention and wanting to have that and wanting to have, you know, people know who you are. And that being the most important thing. That's dangerous, you know, because it takes humility away from you. And so I fell into that with, like, basically putting off, which I knew was my calling. I knew my true vocation was fatherhood, being a husband. Like that's the call. Like that's what I knew I wanted to do. That's what I knew, like, God had, like, really put in my heart clearly, but I was putting that off. I was like, God, I'll get married when I'm 35, when I have my career ahead of me, like it's all done.
Right.
And it really took my big sister to kind of smack that out of me, because there was this amazing girl in my hometown that we had reconnected at my sister's wedding, my younger sister's wedding. And she was like, Alex, what are you doing? And I'm like, Jessica, I don't have my life together yet. Like, I need to have the movie. I need to have the co-star role. I need to have these things. I need to do that. I need to have the bigger manager, the bigger agent. And yeah, I need to have all those things. And she was like, I'll never forget it. She was like, Alex, my wife's name is Melissa. And she said, Melissa is golden. She's golden. And if you can't see that, you're blind. And I was like, and it just, like, hit me all of a sudden. I was like, wow, my eyes are blind. I have been blind. I was so blinded by the facade of, you know, sparkle and of Hollywood. I'm not seeing this beautiful blessing of a woman in front of me that God has put in my path that I need to pursue. And that really woke me up, because she was like, you know, if you can't see, like, the beauty of this heart in front of you, then all the other stuff doesn't matter anyway. It's right. Empty, you know? And I was spinning my wheels. I really was. So,
well, hold on. Just a quick thing. But no one told you beware of the redheads? Just for the record, my wife has red hair as well. And so it's like you and I could probably have a sidebar conversation just about some of the crazy could. Things that that the redheads and their fair skin and all this different stuff. It's like, okay, we got to get sunscreen because now you guys have children.
Yeah.
And you're like, you never imagined that you'd be so concerned about SPF 50 when your kids are out in the sun for 7 minutes, you know, and different things like that. It's crazy.
Constantly, constantly looking for the sun hats for the kids and they rip them off and you're like, no, you have to wear this.
you're going to burn. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Continue. Forgive me, but we have that in common. I thought that's hilarious.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Very, very intense, very beautiful redheaded woman is my wife.
Praise God.
And yeah. So thankfully my sister woke me up and I finally like felt my heart like really, I guess, feel on fire with like the call again. It's like my true calling is to be a husband and father, and the other stuff has to orient itself after that. So that's what I did. I dated Melissa. We got married in 2019. I tricked her into moving out into LA for me. It's like ridiculous, but and we, thanks be to God, like we were blessed with getting pregnant like right after we got married. And that wasn't exactly the plan.
Sure.
But then COVID hit and we were in LA in a very crazy time. It was COVID, it was protests, it was crazy. While at the same time, I had actually just booked my first pilot. I had just got a role. And for actors out there who may be listening, that is like, you know what that is. Like, that's the reason why you move out to LA is to book the pilot role.
It's a watershed moment. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a supporting role. It wasn't like the main guy, but it was like, this is a solid supporting character. And COVID hit and I had a newborn and I was like, I don't know what's going on right now. I can't do this role and then like bring something back to my kids and my kid and my wife. And so, and no one knew what was going on. It was just craziness.
It was the chaos and it was California. Texas approached it very differently, which is where I'm from.
Yeah.
So but it's crazy. Yep.
People were crazy in California. And it was a nightmare to be there, honestly. Yeah. No one kept their heads on straight. So we were like, you know what? We got to get out of here. Like this place is not where we can be right now. So we ended up, I had to forfeit that role, unfortunately, move my family across the country back to the East Coast to be closer to our family. And then, but when we did that, like it was a sacrifice because I had just, you know, kind of got to that moment. I was like, I fought for this so hard.
Yeah.
And Melissa looked at me and she was like, Alex, I know this is painful. Like, I know this is really painful right now. But we had this beautiful blessing in, you know, the biggest blessing that we have ever had in our lives in our hands right now. But I will tell you that we will figure out a way to make stories. Cause like my wife had really struggled with me as an actor and filmmaker and in the industry, because she really thought that I was like just pursuing this vain, selfish dream. Until she like finally realized that like, no, like Alex, you like, you have a call, like you have to, like, this is on your heart for a reason. Cause I have prayed many times. I was like, God, please take this away from me. Cause I don't want to do this. If it's too hard and too painful for me to continue pursuing this, if you don't want me to do it, like, just please take this desire away. Please yep. take this away.
So just a quick pause. So there was this moment where you were completely like, God, what are you doing? Like, I finally landed the thing and it's clear that you're calling me not to live in LA.
Yeah.
Like, what in the world are you doing? And I know there's dads. I know you've been there. I know you've been in that moment before in a number of different ways to be like, God, what's going on? Another injury, another this, another that, you know, whatever it is. We recently talked about miscarriage. Like sometimes there's these moments where you're just like, yeah. I'm completely helpless. And God, I know you still have a plan. But then your giftedness, right? It almost seemed like you were walking away from but you made me for this, Lord. Mm-hmm. And like, how do the passions and the skills and the things that I poured myself into, because you called me to pour myself into these things, what's the kingdom impact on that? And that sounds like that's the conversation you and your wife were having. Yeah. Like, what is the kingdom impact? What's the bigger reason? Is there a bigger reason?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, Melissa is like in that realization, turned towards me and is like, God is calling you to this. And I am in this with you as your wife. And I will help in whatever way I can to help make sure that you can follow this call, even across the country in a not LA market.
Right.
Like, I don't live in a media saturated place where movies are made. So yeah, and I was like, okay, God, this is in your hands. We move across the country, and just settle down with our lives and, you know, get our feet on the ground. And this call is still like, just, I don't know, it's still simmering within me trying to figure this out.
It's pestering you at this point.
Yeah, it's just not stopping. It's just like,
yeah.
It's just like sandpaper on my heart, you know, and it's just like, it won't stop rubbing. It's just like, ah. So eventually, like, my best friend, Tanner Kalina, who's the co-founder as well of the Saints Alive podcast, he flew out to spend some time with us during the summer for a little vacation. And Melissa, like, Tanner and I, when we're together, we're just like little popcorns of like creative ideas. Like, we're just kind of like popping things back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
And Melissa got really, she's like, okay, I can't deal this anymore. Like, you guys have to stop talking about a million separate possibilities and commit. What are you going to do? And I was like, and I had this idea, and I have to get credit where credit is due. It actually came from my mom, as most great things do for men. They come from our mothers. And I just like, I couldn't get this idea out of my head of like, I really wanted to tell saint stories. Like, my mom always came to me and she's like, Alex, you should make saint movies. You should do that. And I was like, I would love to, Mom. Do you have $20 million though for a budget? You know, because these movies are going to be expensive. Like, they're not going to be cheap. And because I want to do Joan of Arc. Like, I want to do like period pieces with like actual, you know, big battles or big, you know, miraculous moments. And, you know, I don't want to do something halfway.
Because I just want to make it clear, we've all seen the Saint movies that have been done halfway. Like, yeah. I remember walking out of a theater, and it was, I'm not going to mention the name of the film, but it was released about 6 years ago. And like, we were excited about it. We went in there and my dad came with us. He fell asleep during the movie. As I walked out of the movie, I was actually a little bit jealous of my dad because he got to sleep through it. And I kept my eyes open through it. It was just mediocre. And that's the neat season that I believe that we're in. And technology has made it possible, but also people with the skill set and the drive like you have all of a sudden said, like, we can make media that actually elevates beyond. It's not just about a level of quality or production value, but it actually elevates towards truth, beauty, and goodness that makes it actually superior to. Right. Whereas so often it was almost like we were chasing after what Hollywood was doing and trying to make a Christian version of what Hollywood was doing. Exactly. And now I'm seeing a lot of media come out from people like you, Catholic creatives, that are like, no, we're not going to try and be the best Christian imitation of that. We're going to be something that's even higher and above that. And we've seen a couple of success stories so far. And I think the Saints Alive podcast is actually a great example of what audio Catholic engagement really should look like. It's not imitating anything. It is its own in its own right, in its own category. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, that's what we set out to do. You know, I had this idea, is like, you know, I can't do a budget right now like that. But we could do really great radio dramas. We could do really great audio dramas. And there's been some that have been done and they've been good, but like, let's extend that. Like, let's make it even better. I don't set out to do anything halfway. So like, that's what we set out to do. And it was, so we started in the summer of 2021, we started pre-production and we launched in December of 2021. So really 2022 was like our first full year of production. Right. And so that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to be like, you know, what if C.S. Lewis, you know, wrote audio dramas about the saints? Like, what would that look like? And, you know, let's not try and just be the Catholic. Yeah, let's not just try and be, let's not relax and sit back on like, you know, people are listening to this because it's Catholic. We want people to listen to this because it's great. Yeah. And that's what we set out to do. And like, you know, what if Pixar and, you know, wanted to do audio dramas about the saints? Like, what would that sound like? And so that's really what we set out to do. And, you know, we have listeners in every state, I think like 20 to 50 countries on that. I can't remember off the top of my head. And people are really moved by them. We have a lot of parents that are like, I like these just as much as my kids.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
And so that's like, we don't set out to make children's like stories. We set out to make stories that are great for children and enjoyed by adults. But, you know, our target is like, you know, you're trying to get 6 to 12-year-olds on fire for Christ with the stories of the saints. And again, I got to give credit to my mom where the idea came from, but that is, that's the long backstory.
Good. Good. As a dad, knowing that, like you've got a like basically a newborn, like this is something that's, you know, not to get too doom and gloom, but years from now, the Saints Alive podcast, this content will outlive you. Right. Right. Yeah. And so like, imagine like your youngest, who hasn't probably understood any of them because, you know, it's a baby, but is going to be able to share with their children some of the stuff that like, look what grandpa made. And they're going to be like, because the saint stories are timeless. It's history. Yeah. So it's like, it happened. So it's just the telling of that story. Like, how does that connect to you as a father in regards to that sense of legacy that we kind of have, and speak to that for me?
Yeah, honestly, it's humbling to think about. And I can't even fully wrap my head around it, honestly, yet. But yeah, like these will outlive me. And I'll be so blessed to have grandchildren and great grandchildren to sit down and listen to them and like remember like that was my dad, you know. And that was my dad's dad's dad. You know, that to me is just so crazy, because I think about, you know, my grandparents and, you know, those who came before them. I was just thinking about this the other day. So like, I am so lucky to have the faith, and I'm so thankful for whatever ancestor was there that got the spark, you know, and then brought the faith down to where I am today.
Right.
It's really humbling. And if I get to have like the honor of having something documented and like that that'll live on and be able to inspire the future generations in my family and other families, like that is, I mean, it really hits my heart, you know, because yeah, every man, like we want to serve in a way that serves our family and is going to provide and protect and inspire them. But it's such a, it's an amazing gift to be able to do that for the generations that come after too. And I think it's also important to say that like every day that we get up out of bed and we pick up our crosses and we go out there and we live life for our families and bring them moments of grace in the faith. Like we're all doing that, you know, we're all doing that. It's just, it's easy to forget.
For sure. For sure. Now every dad is called to share the faith with their kids. Like that's a given. That's one of the tenets that we seek to empower on this show and different things like that. And ideally we're doing that with our spouse, right? You know, there's some dads that are in difficult situations, but for the most part, it's like a husband and wife working together to build the domestic church, to be able to share the faith with their kids.
Yep.
And that's all in-house. You and your wife seek to share the faith with kids. That's like external through this endeavor, right? Tell me about the dynamics with that, because I imagine there's moments to where it's like sometimes, I mean, I will tell you, it is difficult to share the faith with my kids, with my wife sometimes, because we just have different approaches and different spiritual kind of gifts and different spiritual priorities at times. And all of it's good, but sometimes we trip over each other in that reality. And that leads to what Patrick Lencioni would say is healthy conflict, right? So now this is like a professional endeavor. This is how you feed your family. And it's you and your wife kind of working together towards this. How is that going?
It's going great. It's been a huge... Melissa and I, we were really blessed in having a really difficult engagement. Like we never fought once in our dating relationship. And then once we got engaged, it was like, man, it was WWE like every week.
Nice.
Like we had a lot of fights.
Yeah.
But what we realized is that like we really learned how to deal with conflict well, and we learned how to fight productively, and how to use that healthy tension, healthy conflict, and to do things with, like, you know, we're on the same team. We have the same goal. We're trying to run the ball down the field together. Sometimes we fumble a play, but it's been like Saints Alive has been an amazing experience to be able to put those lessons into practice together, because it's not many spouses get to work together in this sort of way.
Right.
It's not always easy. There's definitely times where we're just like, okay, honey, I'm going to take a break for a second and then we'll come back to this so we can figure out the next step. And sometimes that's all you can do.
Right.
You know? But I think that God's been revealed to us a lot in, you know, when we are able to be humble to the other. You know, if we have a disagreement about something, we really have learned to trust each other in that, like, God's brought us together in this project for a reason. And this goes for our other co-founder too, Tanner. God's brought us together for a reason. We each bring a different set of gifts, and those gifts work in different times. Okay. You know, and we have to learn how to let those gifts come in and then come out and let the other gifts come in and do its thing. And I think that's been really healthy for our marriage too, to like figure out the different strengths that we have, and to realize that, you know, when we do have a disagreement, we're on the same team. We just have different gifts sometimes that are competing with each other.
Yeah. Do you know Jordan Peterson, who he is?
Yes. Okay. I love Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. So of course we've all heard different talks with him. He talks about how the marriages that are the most successful is about two people who are able to actually weave a common story together. So it's like a rope and you weave, and it's a stronger rope once you weave those ropes together. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at some of the, I'm looking at the final product. I listened to St. Josephine's earlier today. It's outstanding. Nice. Right. And Melissa, your wife, is the one who is the primary script writer. And yep. So she's got this vision of story. Mm-hmm. And then you are the Swiss Army knife of production and kind of that side, the Hollywood side of things. Yep. Right. And those are two ropes that are made stronger by weaving together. But the art of storytelling, actually, you guys could have different visions that actually create a third vision, or with Tanner, you know, a mm-hmm. newer vision that's actually better than any individual vision. But I think that's actually the beauty of the domestic church, like mm-hmm. a husband and wife come together and become a new family and right. create something so much better. So like, you know, it, like in to a degree, there is something that is like marital in the Saints Alive podcast, because it's a new creation coming mm-hmm. from two faithful people committing to creating a new story together, you know? And so, yeah, just an affirmation.
I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, put it on a card for your anniversary.
I'll write it. Yeah, the next time we have a disagreement.
Just be like, but Chris from the Catholic Dad Show said, hey, we're almost at time. So I just want to throw this at you. Like, if there's one lesson through all of this, especially to parents in regards to saints and things like that, what would you want to say to the dad out there that's like, this sounds pretty cool, but there's a lot of cool Catholic stuff out there. What would you want to share with him?
I would just share that we want, you know, the mission of our podcast is to ignite your child and your faith at the same time. And the way that I, as a father and as just a regular person, like, I am most impacted by narrative storytelling. We all are. And Jesus was a storyteller. That's what Tanner always says too. He's like, Jesus was a storyteller, and I want to tell the best stories worth telling. And those stories God has already written in the saints. He gave us the saints. He gave the church the saints to help us, you know, see these role models for our own lives. And especially for fathers, I think that it's really difficult sometimes to, you know, kind of grasp at a lot of like little intricacies of the faith in isolation. But the saints do this naturally for us. And they and I think dads especially are really looking for the call to a challenge, you know, of how to like, how can I challenge myself to be a better dad, be a better Catholic? The saints will do that. The saints yes. do that. And what we do is like, we really try and help make that call clear and simple. Like we know, like, listen, we are all going to have different paths to sainthood. And it's not about like, you know, we're not trying to make copycats of St. Francis of Assisi or anything like that. What we can all get, though, is these beautiful themes that we know our hearts are made for, and that, you know, there's struggles in our lives, struggles within, you know, how to be a better husband, how to be a better dad, how to help a child be on fire with the faith. The saints have those seeds of wisdom for us to take. And yeah, we'd be foolish not to take them.
Amen. Good, good. Yeah. Dads, check out the Saints Alive podcast. It shows extraordinary grace in ordinary moments, like the production, everything. It just shows these little moments to where they get to see that loving God is an adventure. Next time you're trying to get them to find their other shoe and get in the car for mass, just remember, loving God is an adventure. And the Saints Alive podcast really makes that a reality. One kind of closing reflection, you mentioned earlier that it was like the Lord was putting sandpaper on your heart and just kept rubbing your heart to do this, to do this, to do this. Dads out there, what is the Lord doing on your heart? What is the sandpaper on your heart that is like, just like, I am supposed to do something great, because that's what we were created for. Catholic fatherhood was created for greatness. You were created for greatness, Dad. So, Alex, how do they find you? What would they do if they wanted to dive on in and be a Saints Alive, binge a Saints Alive thing on a road trip like I'm going to be doing on Sunday?
Yeah, check us out. We can be found on every podcast platform. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, we're there. We can also visit our website, saintsalivepodcast.com. All the episodes are there. And if you're so moved to help support us in this mission, you can also be connected to our Patreon account through that website. We are so blessed to have a lot of support to create these episodes, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's over 200 hours per episode, and yeah. We have a lot of we have a lot of need to continue to keep growing and to keep growing the support so that we can make these episodes possible.
And I mean, just to know that, just cruise on over to the website, saintsalivepodcast.com, and go click on the actors piece. Just so you know, like, they build a team of amazing voice actors. You see some of these different pieces and you're like, oh, this person was on this episode. Oh, they were the voice for this. Like, it's unbelievable, the team that, and I can't help but think that maybe that's what your time in LA was for, is to build this network of people, you know, like, there's just some beautiful things. So we close every episode with a brief prayer for dads and for fatherhood. Would you mind just closing us with a brief prayer, Alex?
Sure thing. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, teach us how to pray. Dear God, I just want to pray for all the dads listening to this, all the dads right now. We need strong fathers. We need on-fire fathers for the church, especially today. We have been blessed and tasked with a beautiful call and responsibility to protect and raise our children and love our wives. So I just pray for our hearts to be made more like yours, like your Son, Jesus, and to help us know that we are also made to support one another in our fatherhood, and to not be afraid to reach out and ask for advice, wisdom, and help when needed, especially asking for help from our Heavenly Mother, as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Hey, friends, thanks for joining us on the Catholic Dad Show, where we believe that Catholic fatherhood is changing the world. Have a great day. God bless you.